Hi, everybody. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and mute your phone. And Adrienne Dworak is here, and I'm going to keep her on the microphone in case there's something that she needs to clarify. And so this is a Mastering Certification Q&A. And the way that it works is I'll first ask you to raise your hand if you have a question, a concern, a wondering about, or just, Allison, could you please talk more about this or the difference between this and that? And what I'll do is I'll go around and collect from everybody what it is that they're hoping I'll talk about, and then I'll take a moment to organize it in a way that will have some logic to it and provide a foundation. And then often what I'll do is check back and see, did you get what you needed, and do you have a follow-up question, assuming I have time to do that. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Maestro, how it works is in order to raise your hand, you press 1 on your keypad. You can actually press any number between 1 through 5, but in this case I'm asking you to press 1, and then I know it didn't happen by accident. And I'll let you know that I'm going to give you the microphone before I do, so it won't be shocking on your end. And if you just can make sure you're not muted where you are so that we don't go back and forth wondering. Are you there? Can you hear me? Are you talking? So, okay, so right now I only have one hand up, so this might be a short call. So for those of you who aren't familiar with me, I don't think I've bit anybody's head off lately. I don't think anything's a stupid question. I love questions. Ah, look at all the hands that went up. Ha, maybe you just needed more time. All right, so just so you know, I see you, Allison, Danielle, Karen, Mandy, and Danny. Now I'm just going to start at the top the way they're listed here. So Allison, you have the microphone. What can I do for you tonight?
Hi there, Allison.
Hi.
Allison. Hi. My question is, I have several, and the first one that I would like clarification on is on the website where it breaks down the different sort of segments of study, like between the Queen's Code and sex and whatnot. There's like 4 or 5 modules. My question is, would we be covering in the cost of the $7,000+, are we covering all of those topics, or do you have to pick just one module to focus on?
Okay, so the word you're using, module, we have eight different topic series. They're thematic. And when you decide your purpose in participating, so how much you pay depends on your purpose. If it's professional certification, coaching certification is the price that you just quoted, community education or personal mastery, you do need to pick a topic series. And that topic series consists of 8 different topics that arrive to you once every 5 weeks over the course of the program.
Okay.
So normally I don't just answer the question right out, but since we weren't aligned on the terms, I wanted to do that. Does that make sense for what you're thinking about? So given the price you quoted, you're in coaching certification, which is available in 6 out of the 8 topic series.
Okay.
8 topic series, and each have 8 topics within them.
Okay.
Does that give you what you need for now?
Yes.
Yeah. So the hard thing is to commit. But we find that one of the things to look at is 2 different things. Who is it that you want to contribute to? Or in this case, for coaching certification, you would be certified in, and assuming you pass the intensive, eligible to be employed by PACS, so you'd be contributing to our customers, in which case the biggest question is, you know, what turns you on? What are you What do you want to master and contribute and help other people understand and use in their lives? Because you'd be talking about it a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
You.
Should be endlessly fascinating to you.
Thank you.
Can't get enough of that. You're welcome. Thank you. All right, Danielle, you have a microphone.
Hello. My question for you is that I'm actually interested in professional matchmaking, and I'm getting my certification for that, but I also want to be able to get my certification for this as well. I've actually been reading the book this past week. I'm almost done with the book, and it's just changed my whole relationship and the way that I look at men. And I haven't used anything yet, but I'm just understanding men differently, and I'm able to, like, understand my boyfriend more and understand his needs and what he needs. And I just think this program is absolutely incredible, and I want to be able to share it with the world. I want to be able to share it with women and help women, you know, mend their relationships through also doing my matchmaking. And I just wanted to know if there's a way that you can explain a little bit more about, you know, the certification process and how that works and what that looks like. I heard it's about a year, it's up a year that it takes to get certified. And I'm also, I'm friends with Lisa. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. And so I heard about it through her. And I know you personally know her. So I just wanted to hear a little bit more about what it takes to actually get certified and be able to possibly one day teach it to people.
Okay, do you have a last name for Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa McKinley. I didn't know if I could say last name, so I didn't say it yet.
I'm sorry, we have 25,000 graduates.
I completely understand.
Which I've interacted with personally over the years, so I'm so sorry for
Yeah, I completely understand. No.
Your face is not coming immediately to mind. Okay, so
yeah, she's from St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah, she's from St. Louis, Missouri, and she originally wanted to do the speaker, like she wanted to be a speaker for you, but I guess for some reason she didn't do it in time or something, so she told me, you know, to talk to you and see if possibly, you know, I know you have to go through the mastery program before you can even try out, but I wanted to, you know, hear more about it and see what it's all about.
Okay, so you, another part of your inquiry is about leading workshops.
I guess so, yes. I'm a little confused,
okay.
So I just knew this was a master call. And,
I can tell you're new to us, and that's fine. And I'm assuming the book that you've been reading is The Queen's Code?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. We have three that have been published, so that's why I was...
Okay, yeah, I'm reading The Queen's Code.
Okay.
What are the other
All
books
right.
that have been published?
Keys to the Kingdom and Making Sense of Men.
Okay. I'm going to look those up after. Okay.
Keys of the Kingdom is the prequel to The Queen's Code.
Queens of the Kingdom, okay.
Keys to the Kingdom.
Kings to the Kingdom, okay.
K-E-Y-S. Okay, so Danielle, thank you. And I've got what I needed, so I think I can answer your question, and I'll check back if I have a follow-up, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. That's awesome. Good to have you. Not uncommon for people to be inquiring about mastery before they've ever done any of our workshops. I really enjoy that. Karen, you have the microphone.
Hi, Allison.
Hi there.
So let's see. My questions are, when you said that you were going to choose a topic, I'm interested in the community educator level of training.
Okay.
And so empowering men is what I'm interested in. Is that the topic, or I noticed there are 8 empowering men topics. Do I choose one of those, or is empowering men my topic that I've chosen?
So
I
wish I had a better name for the difference, but it's just the way that it is, that there is a topic series, and within the topic series there's 8 topics. 8 individual topics. So Empowering Men is the name of the topic series. And in that series, you will study all of those 8 topics.
Oh, good. That's what I was hoping. And there are 4 weekends and with you as the instructor.
Yes. And those are really different than the topics, and I can say more about that if you would like.
No, that's okay. No, I just wanted that clarity. And then my, I guess, most important question is, I was reading about the different, what you can charge and not charge as various things. And so here's my question about that. I am a facilitator of a regular monthly meetup group and also twice a year personal growth retreats where I cover a number of personal growth topics. And I do charge a nominal fee for the meetup group and charge for the weekend because we go away to a retreat center. And I'm already using some of your wisdom and various parts of these weekends from the initial workshop that I took just readings and recordings and all of that. And so I'm assuming I could still do what I do, but so I just want to clarify. My understanding would be if I do an entire evening or weekend based on what I learn in the mastery program, then I can only charge a donation or be sponsored. I can't really say I'm charging you for this because I'm not fully trained I forget the names of the other levels.
Okay, yeah, I can come back and answer that question for you.
Sure.
So I can cover all of that. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Okay. And Mandy, you have the microphone.
Hi, Allison.
Hi there.
I want to ask the question that you didn't have a chance to get to this past weekend. So I'm wondering if, actually two questions now. The first one is, if I want to just do the coaching weekend on top of the Liberating with Honor topics that I will already be certified in 2017,
mm-hmm.
in 2016,
mm-hmm.
sorry. If I just
mm-hmm.
want to do the coaching weekend, do I have to sign up now? Like, what's the deadline for that?
Mm-hmm.
And if I do the coaching one, I'm wondering for those topics that don't directly link to a workshop, like empowering men, liberating with honor, like partnership in business, what am I getting certified to coach on?
Okay, so just to be clear, empowering men doesn't have a coaching option, nor does partnership in business.
Oh.
Only liberating with honor does. So liberating with honor, intentional dating, and then empowering women, heart of partnership, living ecstasy and power, and men, women, and sex. Those are the only ones available for coaching.
Okay.
For coaching certification.
I am all confused. I think it's mainly liberating with honor and dating then. Yeah. Those are the two that
liberating with honor are both available. You're getting certified in Liberating with Honor now.
Yeah.
Right? So what's your question?
Yeah. So if I do the coaching,
mm-hmm.
If I add coaching on top of it, what would I be qualified to coach on? Because it's not specifically tied to a workshop.
So you're talking about if you do the coaching weekend or if you do a coaching certification series?
Specifically, if I want to do the coaching weekend so that I'm certified
mm-hmm.
to coach for PAC,
mm-hmm. okay.
what would
be... Yep, I got your question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got your question. I can answer that.
Okay.
Okay,
anything else? Thank you.
That's
You're
it.
Welcome.
Okay. And we have Jean and then Danny. Jean, you have the microphone.
Hi, Allison. I did 1 weekend of this program about 5 years ago, and then I just wasn't able to kind of keep it all together. So I'm reconsidering coming back in now, and I am looking, I want to know how I am able to, I help people with their relationships. It's what I do. I have my doctorate in psychology, and that's my full-time job. And I really do a lot of work with men. And I would like to know how I am able to, once I go through this, incorporate your work into my own. I don't know if there's any proprietary material that I could or couldn't use, so I'm not sure about that. And do you have any questions on that? And then I have another comment.
I know the answer to your question, so I'm fine with that question. Did you have, you had another question?
Yes. Well, a comment. First, I have somebody that has been through your Heroes Challenge class, and he worships you, so you did a really great job in that class. Just wanted to let you know that, too. I mean, he said, and Allison said, and then Allison said, so it really is making a difference in the life of this particular man who had a conversation with you as well. So he, you know, you really make a difference in the life of men, too. So it's pretty special.
Lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, and then I guess my, and I guess, I don't know if you can help me with this, but for my own work, it would be trying to decide between men, focusing on men and focusing on couples, and I don't know if it's having a follow-up conversation about with somebody about that. I'm really drawn to both, and yeah, it's making getting help to make a decision on which would be the best option.
Okay. Well, I can tell you some places to look on how to decide, Melissa Mednick, who's the coordinator of Mastery and Certification, is available for individual conversations. If you still need help figuring it out, she helps a lot of people sort which topic series is right for them and which track, so which purpose to have, and how you schedule with Melissa is just send an email to melissa@understandmen.com. It's melissa@understandmen.com, and she can set up a time to talk. And there are a lot of people coming to the first weekend saying, and then I talked to Melissa, and I figured out, and they're all happy. So it's a good thing to do.
Okay, that'll be cool. Okay. And I did one of your first weekends here in Southern California years ago before you got really, really big, and I just think what you're doing is phenomenal. So.
Thank you. I'm sure when I see you, I will recognize you and be so happy to see you again.
Well, thank you. That would be nice. All right.
Thanks a lot. And Danny, you have the microphone, and then I'm going to start answering these questions.
Thank you, Allison, for answering our questions this evening. And I must say you've been a hit up with Dwight and Andrew Min of the Men's Leadership Program. They spoke of you all 10 days of the leadership program, as my boyfriend explained to me. So you're very well liked amongst the men. It was great. So I have two questions that are related to the coaching certification. And my first question is, the people who are not hired by PACS to be a coach for PACS, what will the coaching certificate be used for if we are not working with you? What else could we do with it?
Okay.
So that's my first question.
Yep, it's a great question. And what's your second one?
Okay. My second question is, so would I be eligible for the ELP program with the coaching certification?
That's great. You're looking very far ahead, aren't you?
Oh,
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. I get a big kick out of that. We have someone wants to be a workshop leader and someone wants to be an event leader program, and that's really fun. Anything else, Danny?
that's it. I appreciate your work, and you have saved my relationship. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. I think you saved your relationship, and I am happy to have provided some useful perspectives that would help you do that. You were the one that had to do the hard part. Just so you know.
Well, when my boyfriend said I was a ball buster, I'm sorry. I said when my boyfriend said I was a ball buster, I figured I need some work.
That's awesome.
I might give you a run for your money.
Okay.
Thank you,
I like that. You're welcome, Dan. Okay, so just give me a moment here to connect some dots so that I'm giving you what you need. We have such a wide range. Okay. All right. So, Mandy, I'm going to give you your answer so that you don't have to hang out for all the rest of this, because I know you know a lot about it, having spent the weekend with me. So I'm giving you the microphone. So this is the simple answer. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the coaching certification, I'm explaining some for other people. The coaching certification includes the 3-day coaching intensive, which is in March of 2017. People who've previously been certified in the professional certification, which is what Mandy's engaged in right now, will be invited and allowed to attend that weekend. It costs $1,000. You don't have to sign up for it now. The best time to sign up for it would be after the fourth weekend of the 2016 program. So you would sign up for it in January of 2017. And that's when we would make sure that people from previous years knew it was happening, who wanted to participate and gain that additional expertise of knowing how to coach in the way that we coach. So that answers the first question, okay?
Great. Thank you. That's great.
You're welcome. And then because you're getting certified in Liberating with Honor this year, which gives you the ability to create your own programs and materials and for everybody, professional certification grants the highest rights. So you can actually, in integrity, use 100% of our material in a program, a book, a TV show, a screenplay, blogs, articles, radio shows, all kinds of forms and formats. We really encourage that. And people are doing all kinds of things, everything from executive coaching to firewalking workshops in Latvia, and that they include our information in. So what the coaching certification would do, Mandy, is besides doing all your own expression of the Liberating with Honor topics, you would be eligible for us to hire you for past customers to schedule time with you for noble healing, noble forgiveness, sorting out, you know, the reasons they are refusing to heal. Their insatiable needs and endless proving, engaging in the possibility of perpetual restoration. So it just means that you'd be on our website with a description of you and a calendar function where people could just click on you and schedule an appointment to be with you. And you would provide those things that you're taught to understand and able to teach and provide from Liberating with Honor. We teach people how to heal themselves, how to do noble forgiveness with themselves. Everything you learn, you would provide in the coaching context. And what's, this is relative to a lot of people asking about coaching, as I was describing this weekend at Dance of Partnership, coaching is really about the ability to listen to someone so thoroughly that you hear what they're saying and what's behind what they're saying and what is the source of what they're saying. So when I used to do a lot of coaching, and even now if I do it, I'm hearing what they know to be their problem and what they don't know to be their problem and what caused all their problems in the first place, be it a misinterpretation or misunderstanding or a lack of a skill or something like that. And I make a list of all the things they're going to need to get to the result that they say they want, and then in about a minute's time, design a custom program for them. Where do we start? Where do we go from there? Where will we probably end unless other stuff comes up? This is how long I think it'll take. We can do it in 4 half-hour sessions, or we should. And it's an on-the-fly kind of ability to design something for people instead of just roll out a program that's just cookie cutter. That's why personal coaching is worth paying for. It's not cookie cutter. So that's what you would be eligible to do at the end of the coaching intensive, where we would teach you how to coach, and you would practice, and you'd be tested on it, and based upon who you already are for PAX and how well we partner together, we would be delighted for you to be a coach, assuming that what it takes to coach fit with how you think and how you like to be with people. Not everybody's suited for coaching. There are people who are suited for being in front of a room and who are terrible coaches, and people who are brilliant one-on-one who go to the front of the room and become a totally different person. So they're awesome one-on-one and should coach, and there are some people who can do both. Does that give you what you need?
Yes. Thank you very much. I think I just had it in my head that somehow coaching is linked to a workshop. So that was great. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's understandable that you would, because on the registration form for Empowering Women and Heart of Partnership and Living Ecstasy and Power and Men, Women, and Sex, it's tied to a workshop. For intentional dating and liberating with honor, it's not tied to a workshop.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking. Okay, so then that goes to the question that Danny asked about if we weren't hired, what would it be used for? And this is where folks need to make a real concerted decision, because if you're in coaching certification in Empowering Women, Heart of Partnership, Living Ecstasy and Power, and Men, Women, and Sex, and you aren't hired by PAX, you don't have permission to use it. You don't have permission to coach people. You don't have permission to teach people. You don't end up with the right to go use it elsewhere if you're not hired by us. If you do coaching certification in Liberating with Honor or Intentional Dating, which also is available for professional certification, if coaching ends up not being your thing, then you can pay the licensing fee, which is a mere $3,000, a one-time fee, and we don't take any of your revenues. There's a recertification if you don't use it for a certain length of time, but it's really not a huge deal. So if coaching ends up not being your bag and you actually are more effective and successful in designing your own programs and providing it in different ways, maybe you're the one who writes the book on it, then in Intentional Dating and Liberating with Honor, you can pay the licensing fee and have professional certification instead of coaching certification, and then you're free to create your own employment. Let me answer your second question, Danny, and then I'll see if you have a follow-up. any series successfully completed in community education, coaching certification, or professional certification. So any of the series that has you actually attend the weekends with us, if you successfully complete the series, meaning that you're signed off or pass a demonstration and a journal in that series, makes you eligible to try out for the Event Leader Program. And the Event Leader Program is, for people who don't know, is a program where we train people who are passionate about having people participate in our workshops. And the Event Leader Program is kind of like mastery and certification on a kind of steroids, because it adds results and accountability and, in many cases, community building. So, yes, any series that you successfully completed would have you be eligible to try out for the Event Leader Program. So, Danny, let me just check in with you and see. Does that answer your question, or do you have a follow-up? You have two questions?
No, you absolutely answered them perfectly. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, so we got Danny taken care of. We got Mandy taken care of. Okay, let me talk some more about professional certification and the certification process, which and what it provides for you, which is both relevant to what Danielle, Taryn, and Jeannie were asking. So I'm going to be really, really frank about this. All our participants sign confidentiality agreements when they enter the workshop, and which states very specifically the permission they're granted in terms of sharing our information with other people. I would say most of our graduates violate our confidentiality agreements. Most of them do. And it's because this information is so badly needed and virtually irresistible to talk about. And anyone who can't stand other people suffering is going to want to give them the information to prevent the suffering. And it specifically says that you can do that. Mostly our confidentiality agreement, quite frankly, is designed the way that it is to prevent someone in the media from turning around and printing everything that they learned in our workshop. Now, there are people who want to learn how to teach our information well, that they're not just transmitting information, but they have the ability to transform people's lives. And transforming someone's life isn't something that you do. Transforming someone's life is something that people let you do. So, I transform their life. No. People let you affect their lives that way. It's why it's so just like, oh my gosh, what it does for my heart to hear, like Danny say, how I've impacted her life. She let me do that. And that makes my work a privilege, and it makes my work worth doing. So there's a huge difference in giving people information and in them allowing you to transform their life because of the way they heard the information, because of the way they let it into their hearts and their minds. And people have broken hearts, and they have firmly held beliefs in their minds with lifetimes of evidence to back up the validity of that belief. And so for someone to let you inside them where they can have identity-altering realizations, history-altering insight and illumination into that maybe it didn't happen the way they thought, and literally have beliefs vanish because the evidence that supported it just got completely wiped out by a different point of view, for someone to allow you to do that requires qualities on your part, requires you being in ways that makes it safe for them to be that vulnerable, makes it okay to be that open, to be that at risk, and requires that you empower them to be with you as a human being who actually cares about them, and that you empower yourself to be with them authentically. Because only you being authentically yourself is going to make it safe enough for them to open up like that. So we know people are teaching our information right and left, and we actually count on it. When Joe McLean and I started PAX, we called it the gab factor, and we counted on that women would not be able to help but transmit this information. Now, whether or not that transforms people's lives is of critical importance to us, and it's why we have mastery and certification, so that people who want to not just inform but transform, we're actually teaching you how to do that. We're teaching you and training you how to be that kind of human being that impacts that way. So we used to only train people at the level of community education, that they only had permission to give away our information. But that's all they could do, that we never granted rights for people to make money on our information. And then a therapist, a man, told me he learned more from 3 hours with me than he did in his whole master's program to become a therapist, and that he just wanted to follow me around and learn everything I knew so that he could help his clients. And that was actually the impetus for the first Mastering Leadership program in 2006. And at the end of that program, people could become licensed to use our information as up to 40% of what they provided, and to do that in integrity and in partnership with me and with PAX. And to this day, the people who bought that license, I have calls with them as a group 9 times a month, and they're partners. They're secret weapons. They're secret agents causing transformation. And then 2 years ago, we made the decision to actually empower people to, again, in integrity, use 100% of our information. And I know there are people who do it now without training, without permission, not in partnership and not in integrity with PAX. And they do it. And I'm honestly not going to waste my life prosecuting those people the way that some other people do with copyrighted intellectual property. I'm not going to waste my life on it. And there's a tremendous opportunity to be trained, to be certified, to be recommended, to be on the Allison Recommends page, to be referred to be empowered, to be in an ongoing relationship where we care about the success of your business. And the fifth weekend for professional certification, it's actually not a weekend for 2017, it's a Monday and Tuesday, is all about empowering you to have a successful business and transformation. And saving you the lessons I had to learn the hard way in 21 years of business, including, for example, how do you price what you do? And how do you interact with people who want to volunteer for you because they love your good works? Or people who think because you're doing good work, you should give it away and not charge. How do you interact with that? As well as a bunch of other things. So that's what professional certification is all about, and I love our folks who are professionally certified. I love their partnership. I love their expressions. You know, from writing a book in Chinese about what they were certified in to literally teaching our material in Latvian, and I could go on as executive coaches, as therapists, as workshop leaders, as authors. I mean, it's just really cool. So for Karen, your question about as a community educator is community education is not going to give you the ability to do what it sounds like you want to do and are already doing in integrity. It's what you're doing is going to continue to be in violation of your confidentiality agreement, and am I going to come after you? No. It's not my battle in the world. My hope would be that you would come and get really trained and empowered, and during the whole program, you're teaching the material and you're charging for the material, and it's completely in integrity, and you can ask for advice for how to do it better, and I will give it to you happily, thrillingly will provide that. Same thing, Jeannie, in using it, incorporating in your therapy and professional certification completely. You can incorporate it every which way you want, and you can invent your own products and recordings and send your patients home with their own series on, you know, about empowering men and how to use competition and ambition to have them knock their own socks off. You can create whatever you like, and the proprietary becomes, you have complete rights to that, and you don't even ever have to credit PAX or mention Alison Armstrong. Although we'll give you some recommendations about that, because some of our graduates get so upset if you don't say that you came from us, because it's so recognizable these days. So that leads to the bigger question that Danielle asked about the certification process. What does it look like? And then a future question about leading workshops for PACs. So what it looks like, Danielle, is first of all, to be in Mastery, you've got some prerequisites. So you'll need to do the Queen's Code workshop, and you'll need to do the Queen's Code for Life as a minimum. The Queen's Code for Life, because that's about taking care of you during the program. And we don't let any woman in the program without that course because of how much it takes, helps you take care of you doing something that's really rigorous. Then certification means that with each of the 8 topics in your series, you are participating live or listening to the first call, which is the topic call, it's where we teach you the new topic. You immediately begin doing research to validate that topic in your own life because it's all about ownership, not parroting. You've got to have depth and breadth in your understanding of the topic, and it only comes from doing your own research. And you keep a research journal that you turn in the fourth week of the topic, and your journal has to be passed. It has to have good work in it to be certified. And as you're keeping your journal and getting your journal ready, you begin teaching the topic, and you're encouraged to teach it in the same kind of environment that you intend to offer it professionally. So in a therapy practice, in a matchmaking situation, for example, the people in coaching certification, you'll be encouraged to teach the material one-on-one on the phone and in person, and be sure to get on the phone in, because that's where you'll be communicating with most of our customers. And then you have a demonstration call, and in that demonstration call, your trainer is observing while you teach a volunteer. And whether you're in coaching certification or professional certification, you're teaching an individual volunteer on the phone. For coaching certification, you're not coaching that volunteer because they haven't trained you how to coach until the end. And a huge component of our coaching is teaching and clarifying topics for people. And then you start all over again. You learn a new topic, you research it, you turn in the journal, you teach it, you do your demonstration call, you get signed off. If you don't get signed off, you have to pay an additional fee to have another chance to get signed off. That's $150 for a second chance. So it's all about being prepared for that call, and so that you don't have to pay to sit for that exam again like you would in any kind of certification process. So you do the 8 topic cycles over and over and over again. Learn, research, journal, teach, demonstration, learn, research, journal, teach, demonstration. And then meanwhile, you're attending the 4 weekends. And in those 4 weekends is where we work on the transformational teaching skills. And that's all about how you teach. The topic series are what you teach, the content. The weekends are about how you teach. Okay, last, and then I'm going to check in with you guys to see if you have follow-up questions. Leading workshops for PAX, we have not trained new workshop leaders for PAX in, Adrian, you were in the last group. How long has it been now that we started the last group? Was it 3 years ago or 4 years ago?
3 years ago, 2012,
yeah.
So 3 years ago.
Three years ago, well, it's almost 2016, so I think it's 4 years ago you started.
Yeah,
it's a long time ago. So the last group of workshop leaders went into training 4 years ago, and we don't have a plan for training workshop leaders. There's no promise to train new workshop leaders. They actually have promised the current workshop leaders that I won't train new workshop leaders until they beg me for mercy. And I don't know how soon that's going to happen because our workshop leaders love to lead. I think Adrienne would lead every weekend if we let her. It would be all she did. So if and when we train workshop leaders to lead, they will come from our active event leaders. But I make no promises to ever do that, and nobody should ever be an event leader program in order to end up being a workshop leader. I would never, ever recommend that. If that's somebody's ambition, I would tell them, no, because I don't promise to do it. Okay, so let me just check and see. Danielle, I'm going to check and see if you have that answered your questions and if you have any follow-up questions.
All right. So, Allison, I'm wondering, how long does the whole entire certification take place in order to be able to do it with integrity, in order to be able to share it with people, in order to be able to teach it? How long is the whole entire process?
So, not including your prerequisites, which would be the Queen's Code and the Queen's Code for Life, and then depending
on... Yeah, I'm signed up for one of those already. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay, so it depends on which topics series you were interested in. So under each topic series, the detail pages, it says the specific prerequisites, and it says by when they have to happen. And
okay. So
mastery and certification begins April 1st, and then it would complete in the middle of March in 2017. So it takes almost a full year for it to be complete, and
Right. You
are fully empowered to teach the material as you're learning it and to charge for teaching the material as you're learning it. So you don't have to wait a whole year to be able to charge as you go.
And how does that work exactly? So basically, if I'm understanding correctly, you said that we can teach it anywhere we want to teach it. So like if I wanted to do classes and I wanted to incorporate cooking with it, I could do that. So I could have, like, because, I mean, what better way, you know, to mend heart than cooking? So teaching women how to understand men, but then also being able to teach them to cook. So you can do that with it.
You can do whatever you
it's
want.
It's one of my ideas.
You can totally do that.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want. And one of our licensed partners is a speech pathologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? Why would a speech pathologist need our material? And then she gave me example after example of children's speech difficulties that are caused by their parents.
Hmm.
And
very interesting.
Yes, boys who stutter because their mother emasculates their father. Or
end up with a
speech impediment because their mother is constantly interrupting them and never waiting for the wow, never giving them a chance to get the word out. So it blew my mind. It's really fascinating what people do. And, it's been amazing.
Very interesting how people use your information, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it's amazing that it's being used and people are able to do that for other people, you know, because you can't get to every single person in the world. So the more people you have that are teaching it with integrity, probably the better for you because people are really learning this information and using it and saving people's relationships. So I think it's really great.
Since we're mission-driven, that's the point for us. We call this the Messenger Program. And I just know that not everybody can hear me. And the way I express myself works really well for some people, and it's horrible for other people. And in answer to your question about the different topic series, and maybe you didn't have a question, maybe I just wanted to say it to you. So
yes,
intentional dating and mating is the obvious series for matchmaking, okay? Because it helps people to sort better, and that's one of the biggest problems for professional matchmakers is the people they're trying to match have completely ridiculous expectations, and they think because they're paying you to find that person that they have a right to those expectations. That they can find, you know, one kind of person on their own, but because they're paying you, now they're going to have 10 times that person. Now, another topic, though, right? Another topic that is fitting for professional matchmaking is empowering men, because getting a woman on a date and suitably matched doesn't mean she's going to totally blow it by interrupting him, not being willing to listen to his stories, not understanding the stage of development he's in and that you can't expect that from him. And, of course, a king's going to give opinions and he's going to have his own fantasies and how does that work. And, like, so there's getting them matched and then there's getting them where she doesn't mess it up. So the Empowering Men series might be one that you'd be interested in. And then there's a whole other case of you're trying to put people together and they're both damaged, or at least they think they're damaged, and they have all these insatiable needs and this endless proving, and they're finding a mate is all about filling the hole in themselves, and it's completely unhealthy. And so what your clients really need is for you to heal them and restore them to their whole self and then match them with another whole person where they have a chance at having a successful relationship.
Definitely.
Make the more difficult for you, but at least all three of those topic series apply to what it is that you're up to.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I would do the one that excites you the most.
You just pick one of those out of the eight of them, because you said there's eight different ones, and then you do the research for that. So can you explain just a little bit more about that? I don't want to take too much of your time because I know other people are waiting for their questions to be answered.
It's okay. We're doing good, and we're taking care of a lot of people at once, so you're fine. I designed it this way. The only thing I know that I have left out is Jeannie's decide between men or couples, which hopefully I think
you want to answer her question first and then get back to me?
It's okay. I'll work it in.
Okay.
So this is the thing. There are eight different series. So think of a university, right? Do I want to get my degree in cognitive science or economics, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are eight different series. And within each eight series, there are eight topics. So every 5 weeks, you're learning, researching, and teaching a different topic within your series. So within Empowering Men, there's eight topics. Within Intentional Dating, there's eight topics. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So The thing, though, is in professional certification, it takes between 6 and 8 hours a week for your topic series. It takes between 6 and 8 hours a week. So we've had people actually do 2, 3, and 4 topic series. But they didn't have a full-time job. They were
right.
Master mm-hmm. being a student and churning at work. And it's really challenging. And mm-hmm. our recommendation is if you think you want to do more than one topic series, then pick the one you most want, complete a cycle, a 5-week cycle, find out for yourself how long it took you to do that. And then based on that decision, if there's still space available, based on that information, add another topic series. Most people should only do one at a time. And one of the things we have is what we call remote certification. So after you've successfully completed the program once, you could do another series the following year without having to come to the weekends. So you can keep adding. We have people who every year are getting certified in a new topic and a new topic series and a new topic series and a new topic series, keep adding to their tool chest of everything that they're able to teach.
Okay, so every year people could be doing something different.
Yeah.
You could always be adding.
We'll have a woman mm-hmm. who will be certified in 6 topics at the end of this year. 6 different topics she's gotten certified.
Good for her. That's awesome.
Worked her butt off. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And
it's like going back to school all over again.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's teaching
amazing,
it all in Latvian on top of that. Yeah. Okay, so does that help?
Yeah, and then just really quick, the research idea. Can you just explain a little bit more about that, how that works? So you said, you know, you pick your series, you do your series, you do it on the phone, then you do research, and you have a journal that you're keeping. What does that look like? Are there pictures in the journal? Are there questions in the journal? Is there paragraphs? Is there papers? What does that look like for you?
Okay. So,
was there a place I can get more information on that?
No, I will answer. I'll totally answer that for you. I am going to pause to give Jeannie a detail. So I'll be right back. I'm just going to mute you and give Jeannie this one detail. Jeannie, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay. So in answer to your question about focusing on men or couples, for professional certification, we don't have a series that focuses on couples.
Oh, so if I did the Heart of Partnership, that wouldn't?
It wouldn't help you because it's only available for coaching, not for professional. Now, the Empowering Men series is hot to teach
mm-hmm.
to both men
mm-hmm.
and to couples. Because
uh-huh.
then the men are understanding themselves and the women are understanding themselves. And throughout that series, the participants are always saying, okay, but then how does this relate to a woman? How is ambition different for a woman than a man? And
uh-huh.
we're willing to spend a certain amount of time for that contrast. We won't
uh-huh.
totally go the woman route, but we'll do enough for contrast. So that topic series is probably the most naturally suited to what it
uh-huh.
is that you're doing with both men and couples. I think you'd be really
so thank you for that. And it's so funny because I was just online and I'm looking at the Heart of Partnership and I'm going, oh my God, that's what I want, because my favorite thing really is to work with couples, and I do work with men. And so what's the difference then if I would of doing the coaching certificate than in the professional certificate if I did the Heart of Partnership?
The Heart of Partnership only would give you the right to coach our customers who have
okay.
completed the Dance of Partnership and Core Partnership.
Okay.
And those distinctions aren't just couples.
They aren't what? No, wait, say that again. They aren't what?
It's not just about couples. It's
okay.
about, it's anything that people have their heart into,
mm-hmm.
their community, their family, their relationship. Their siblings,
mm-hmm.
their friendships.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a business. Partnership in business
mm-hmm.
is the same set
mm-hmm.
of distinctions applied to business, which is really different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you done the Dance of Partnership?
I have not done the Dance of Partnership. I've done both of the Queens. I've done the Queens Mastery one, and I've done a bunch of them. But I have not done the Dance of Partnership.
Okay. That is a prerequisite for that series. The next one is in May, and it's designed so that people can attend the one in May. If you love it, then I would recommend adding it as a personal mastery so that you can tell. That would give you the advantage of being able to tell when what you're dealing with in therapy was a gender problem or a partnership problem. Because all our partnership, our core partnership and dancer partnership work has to do with distinguishing. Once you sort out gender, you still have a whole other set of problems. Because near as I can tell, not a single human instinct pulls for partnership. In fact, it pulls away from partnership. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, your instincts will have to do the opposite of what creates partnership.
So if I would take on Empowering Men, or is Men, Women, and Sex one that you get certified into, or no?
That's only coaching certification.
Okay. All right. So if I would take on Empowering Men and then I would add on the Heart of Partnership, would the Heart of Partnership still, as a coaching add-on, be 6 to 8 hours a week as well, or is it less because it's not the professional certification that's not tied to it? Does that question make sense?
Coaching certification takes as much time as professional certification, and I wouldn't recommend that you do that since you'd still just end up coaching our people and not have permission in your work.
Okay, got it.
I'm recommending personal mastery because of your attraction to it, and that it would just really give you the ability to say, hey, you know what, you guys, this isn't about being a man or a woman. This is about understanding partnership, and you need to go do these courses. And then you would be an affiliate and referred in that way, because we don't currently offer professional certification. We may.
Okay.
We're starting at this level, and we may in the future offer that for Heart of Partnership.
Okay, got it. So just one more question just to be sure I got it. So I would potentially take Empowering Men as my professional certification, and then I would do the Heart of Partnership just as my own personal journey, which would be mean I would be doing it in conjunction with the class, but I wouldn't be doing the 6 to 8 hours per week work on it. I'd just be doing it for me. Did I get that right, or am I? Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
you got
it. Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. And it'd be any 4 hours every 5 weeks. You'd go at your own pace.
Okay. All right. Got it. So that's a whole different thing. Okay.
All right. Yeah, cool.
I think I got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And I just want to acknowledge we're over time, and obviously you're welcome to go whenever it works for you. I'm just going to explain this research component to Danielle. Okay. So can I tell you about research?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good. So in the first weekend in April, we give you a list of recommended questions to ask as you research a topic. So we train you how to do the research, and you practice doing the research in the weekend. And then what happens is you learn your first topic. We teach it to you on the phone, and it's recorded, and you can listen to it as many times as you want. And often there's a participant who loves to take notes, and they post their notes on the video group for the topic series, so then you have a written record too. But we don't provide that. And I won't bother to explain the reason, but I don't provide it on purpose. And then what happens is you take your research questions, and you start with yourself. So you're asking yourself, okay, so I just learned something. I just learned about, let's say, I just learned about stages of development. So knights and princes and kings. So how does this apply to me? Oh, so my dad, when he was a prince, he worked all the time, and I thought he didn't care about me. But it was really all about providing for me. He really did care about me. He just didn't show it the way that a woman would. And now my dad's a king, and he's trying to provide for me all the time. It's really annoying because mostly what he wants to provide is advice or what he thinks I need, and he gives it to me without asking me if I want it. oh, that's how it applies to me, and that's what illuminates in my past. Oh, and where could I use this? Oh, I could be more appreciative of my dad, the king, because that's what he needs, and I could provide more support for my brother, the prince, because he needs validation. Oh, and so you just so you start your research journal with answering the questions yourself. And the research journal, thanks to Mandy, who is still on the line, the research journal is formatted to make it really easy for you to just fill it in. And,
okay.
And then save, you know, your first interview was with yourself. And then you have a friend or you have a group that you've put together ahead of time, your research group. And or you could have, several individual friends. But you're going to need to research with 12 people. And you can do it one-on-one or you can do it in a couple of different groups. A group of 12 people is kind of hard to keep track of and report on. So smaller groups are better. So you get your research individual or your group together and you say, okay, so here's a new topic. So I'm going to share with you what I just learned about the stages of development and tell me how what you see in this and how this applies in your life and how you think you could use it. And what does it illuminate about your past and your present and yourself? And so then you just share with them what you just learned. And the sharing is pretty tricky because you're doing research, but you're actually practicing for when you're teaching. You're actually experimenting with how to communicate information without ever saying, I'm hot, I can teach this. You're just like, can I tell you about this thing and see what you think? So people have low expectations, which is awesome. And then if, for example, you do it on the phone or on a conference call, because you can, you know, there's free conference lines. You can have three people on the phone at one time or something. You can say, okay, Jeremy, so how does this apply to you? And you've got your research journal template open on your computer, and he's talking and you're typing. And you're putting your notes right into your template.
So is this something that is basically already, so the journal is already something that's been created, you're just adding to it, like the questions are already in the journal, like you're just adding to the journal of the different, you know, questions each week and the questions that you're talking to the people about? Am I understanding that correctly? Like, so obviously I can take notes right now about.
Let me answer. So there's about 15 questions that we give you, and people end up making up their own research questions. And it'll say, the research journal will say, what question were they answering? Because we don't have the template, I'll have all 14 in it. So you type in the question you're answering. And then it might say, what did they say that was quotable? I forget how we word it. But we want you to capture specific quotes because it's fabulous in your teaching. And then one man, in my research, one man, Jeremy, he's 51 years old and he's an accountant, he said, and you quote him exactly. And it creates one of those holy moly moments, right? So collecting specific quotes from what people said is hot for your teaching. And so this is capturing those quotes. And then you get to the end of it and it says, how did this interview change your understanding of the topic? And so you write in there, you know, for example, I saw from Jeremy that this topic doesn't just apply to relationships. This also applies to careers and to child raising, and I'd never thought of that before. So there's a series of questions, and you'll be able to see the template for your research journal before the program ever starts because you'll be given a link to the entire handbook of the program. And the handbook will have the journal templates in it for your series because they're not exactly the same. Because, for example, partnership and business also wants examples in the media. where have you seen this in the media? And so you, in the beginning, people kind of freaked out about the journal, and then they get better at it, and they get better at just taking the notes right into the journal while they're interviewing people, even like they're sitting down with their friend and saying, okay, so I'm going to take notes here while you're talking because I want to capture exactly what you said because what you say is the coolest. And so you just type it, and listen and ask questions and type. And at the end of the interview, all you have to add is, how did this affect you? How did this change your view? Boom, and you got that locked and loaded. The people spend hours in their journals, don't type it in as they go. They take all these notes by hand. And then instead of just putting into the journal, they edited it like it's a term paper. And so the template is designed to, we don't want a term paper. We want raw research. We want the stuff. Give us the pure stuff. Give it to us messy, you know, instead of all. And so the conclusion is, we don't want that.
Real stuff.
And I heard from people, and this is what they said, and this man totally disagreed with me. That is the stupidest thing ever. And then he said this interesting thing that exactly fit with what we thought. Isn't that funny? And people who disagree still are living this way.
So the research is research that's done by, like, research you do. It's research that you go out and you talk to people. And okay. So it's not research that's done online at all. It's research that is done, you know, in person with someone. Can you do it with someone who's away? Like, I have really good friends that are away that I think would commit to me for me talking to them on the phone and asking them the questions. Can you do that?
Totally great on the phone. It's awesome on the phone. Type away.
Okay. So I just want to make sure I understand. So the thing with me is I, like, have kind of a learning disability, so it's like I understand it.
Danielle,
but
can I tell you something? I just want to say something. Almost no one has hung up.
Really?
So you know? Yeah, almost no one has hung up. We're 13 minutes over. Almost no one has hung up. So just please relax. Your questions are great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I really do. Thank you. So what was I going to say? So basically, the 12 participants for every 5 weeks, so it's always the same 12 participants for your whole entire year program, or is it just every 5 weeks you find different participants for that topic?
We don't recommend that it's the same 12 the whole time.
Okay.
We recommend that you change it up, but it's fine for some of them to be the same, for half of them to be the same. Your trainer might go, okay, you need to hear from some different people.
Right.
Just if it's getting stale and your vision is getting, well, it didn't really change my view of the topic. Okay, we need to broaden our scope and who we're researching.
Okay, and what's considered a good research journal? Like, are we given any kind of examples of that, or is it just, I mean, just doing the research and having quotes and having specific examples, is that what's considered good, or is there something else that you guys are looking for in the research journal in order to actually be certified in order to be passed to the next topic?
Yeah, it's a great question. In the handbook, it'll be specific for each series, what they're looking for in the research journal, and we call it the A-team. The A-team and the trainers are working on having examples of a good research journal as a template. We worry about providing examples because then people, the ideal woman kicks in, what you would know as a perfect person, and makes that just the one right way to do it, and then we lose all variation, which we hate. So
that makes complete sense.
so we try to steer you in the right direction, but we don't want to define it too narrowly because then we miss your genius, and we understand learning curves. So, you know, the first journal, the expectations of the first journal are not as high as they will be as the program goes on, and your trainer will say, I need more of this, and I need more of this and less of that, and make sure you do this. And we practice aid, which means ask, insist, demand, enforce. So they would let you know you need to fix this or next time you're not going to pass. So it wouldn't be just a shock that you didn't pass. You're going to get feedback that says your next journal has to have this or you won't be passed. And you'll have to submit another one, and you'll have to pay for me to review another one, which is $125. So So we are for you. We want you to be successful. We keep trying to steer you in the direction of being successful. In addition to everything else, you get a coaching call each 5 weeks. You can use your coaching call to say, can you help me review my journal? I think it sounds terrible. Can I, you know, help you work on your journal? You know, or can I practice my demo call with you?
Or, you know, are there any Skype calls with it, or is it just by phone?
Any, what did you say? Any what calls?
Is there any Skype calls?
Skype calls.
Yeah.
We don't currently Skype them.
Okay.
I don't know. People have their way. We're starting to use WebJam and WebEx next year. And so right now the commitment is audio, and we have a lot of people participating from around the world,
mm-hmm.
the international program, and so people use different ways to do it. But I always worry about download and transmission times with video. So I don't have any commitment. But your coach, for example, you might ask, would you Skype with me? And because I can show
mm-hmm.
it to you. Or would you?
So you can ask them that. Okay.
Yeah. Or you could.
You have all their information.
We have some coaches who are really techie who, like, you could even do a screen share thing where they're looking at you. You're saying at the same time, I mean, it's your 25 minutes. They want to serve you. The only thing they don't do is advise you in your relationship.
Right.
It's
that makes sense. You're not a psychologist.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, so it's the, you know, it takes about a year, and during that year you're also going to four different, you know, in-person classes, and that's with you. Is that correct? And that's how you teach? That's not what you teach. It's how you teach, correct?
Yeah, so those are the Transformational Teaching Skills Weekend. They go from Friday at 2 o'clock until Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And they're mandatory, and we don't let anybody in who wasn't at their first weekend. And I lead all of that. That's how I – and they're very, very interactive. So twice.
That's exciting. I love that. Fun.
Twice each weekend you're on stage. So we're observing you on stage, and you work in groups, in small groups, up to groups of 10. So you practice different skills. It's really pretty intense, is what people say. By the amount of growth from Friday to Sunday is pretty mind-boggling in what happens in people's ability. Because we use a lot of neuroscience and
mm-hmm.
In the way that we have people make leaps and bounds in their understanding of things. And we use also the training rule of three. So we give you a new skill and you practice it three times. You do it, you get feedback, you do it, you get feedback, you do it, you get feedback. So you always, whenever you get feedback, which you get a lot in the program, it's always when you can take action on it. The last feedback is just how great that was.
Okay.
Nothing
I understand.
It's really an extraordinarily safe environment to step out of your box and find a new place to express yourself from that's deeply authentic.
So it's all the same woman, all those different four weekends, because you're all in the same class that you signed up for. Is that correct?
There's only one problem. It's co-ed.
It's co-ed. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know that. That's really cool. Co-ed.
It's completely
co-ed. That's awesome.
The men end up being... They just end up being the champions of the program. For some reason, we usually have six men. I don't know why. We just keep having six men. And they're fabulous.
So what's the reason for men to be in there if it's under, you know, if it's a lot about understanding men? Is it so we can get their viewpoints, or how is that?
Because they're passionate about teaching this. They're passionate about teaching this information as women are. We have a man who got professional certification in intentional dating, and he's a dating coach for women, and he teaches dating classes for women. We have a man in our current program who is a sex therapist, and he coaches men, women, and couples, and he uses, he's in the Liberating with Honor, so he does a bunch of healing with his clients. We have one of our licensed partners is an executive coach. He deals with executives in big companies, well-known companies, and uses our information to teach men and women how to work together more effectively and understand each other more effectively. I could go on and on. We have we have professional speakers. We have workshop leaders. We have.
See, eventually I would love to speak about it. I mean, I'd love to teach it, but I would also love to speak about it. So, that's my goal.
Well, that's what professional certification provides. You get to letter.
Right, exactly. And you said you have to do the Queen's Code for Life, and I missed this. This was a while ago, but you said you had to do the Queen's Code for Life, and then what was the other one you have to take in order to even enter into the program?
So first you have to do the Queen's Code workshop.
Okay, I think that's the one I'm signed up for right now. Okay.
Probably, because it's where it's where you have to start. It's the prerequisite for everything. So you do the Queen's Code workshop, and then you do the Queen's Code for Life, which is, Adrian, you still have the mic. Aren't there at least three Queen's Code for Life workshops between now and the beginning of Mastery?
Yes, and especially from St. Louis, she can get down here to Dallas easily, so... We've got, several Queen's Code workshops, which she's already registered for, and then we have a February 26th Queen's Code Life in LA. We've got March 11th through 13th Queen's Code for Life in San Francisco, and then the next weekend is March 18th through 20th here in Dallas. And then those are the three they could do before the first weekend starts on April 1st.
Yep.
Okay.
So you'd have three chances for that, Danielle, and then depending on what series you sign up for, most of them are set up so that the way we've designed the first topics, it allows you to not have it done before April 1st. It just depends on what series you're looking at. Empowering Men, there isn't an additional prerequisite. You'd be fine with just those two workshops.
Okay. Okay. And sorry, I feel like I'm really taking the floor and I feel really bad. I just have one other question. How do you decide?
About feeling really bad.
I know, but you know, there
would
are other people on the phone.
Would you let me be accountable for that?
Yes, sir. I'll let you be accountable for it.
Thank you. And I am inspiring about 6 minutes, and we have someone else who raised. Oh, she left. Okay. So,
okay. My other question is, how do you decide how much you price it? So you said that while you're actually getting certified, you can decide, you know, you can teach it while you're getting certified, the different topics. So how do you decide how you price your pricing?
So while you're in professional certification, you can use the topics in whatever business you already have, like therapist, for example. But it's up to you to decide what you charge. We don't dictate.
Okay.
I have recommendations about it that I can give you once you start the program, but you decide.
Okay. Well, you have been extremely helpful, and it's so great just hearing your voice and hearing how you sound, because you were just so inspirational. Just all your work's really inspirational. So I'm excited to be able to get started. So thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Hello?
It looks like Allison's line cut her off. She dropped off. So, but
okay.
Perfect timing. And I will share your appreciation there with her. And thank you, everyone, for being on the call tonight. Thank you for all your questions and participation. And we look forward to seeing you. And the first weekend is in Dallas. So if you can plan your flights to fly in by 5 o'clock or so on the Thursday night before the first weekend. So that would be 5 o'clock on March 31st. Then that Thursday night, we always have a kickoff party at my house, and I would love for you all to come, and I'd love to meet you. And the Dallas community and I arrange shuttles, and if you can arrive in the afternoon there on Thursday, we shuttle people to my house, and then we have shuttles to the hotel. So we'd love to help you kick off the program and meet everyone else and connect and start off your year right. So I hope you can all come, and look forward to meeting you in the program. Thank you all for being here.